Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's October 25th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These episodes were originally released March 26 and 27, 2003.
Nazarene, my chat friend John was finally able to get this question to you. He asked, I heard the Israelites were told they would have a homeland to go to and was told this land would not only include what is now Israel, but also as far as Iraq. Is this really the case, and are they entitled to this land? Will they also acquire it?
I do not know where you got your information, John, but it is completely wrong. Israel now is at its full boundaries, at its biblical heritage. Israel shall get no bigger. No land can be taken away from it because what it now holds is a promise that God gave it, and it cannot be ended. Anyone that tries to take this land away from Israel will be destroyed eventually. Israel has no claims on any other part of the Middle East. What it now holds belongs to it and nothing else. So this claim of a part of Iraq belonging to Israel is totally unfounded, and whoever made it is in danger of the destruction of God, not only for themselves, but their entire race. Israel will not be used as a conquering tool for anyone in the world. It is sad that the situation in Iraq has arisen, but it has nothing to do with the claims of Israel whatsoever. Israel may have colonies in other parts of the world with the consent of the people that owns it, but they will not take any other part of the Middle East. That is absurd, and it is not the word of God.
Ah, now we know. Thanks for telling us, Nazarene. I had a feeling somebody made a mistake.
Nobody made a mistake, Laura. They lied, trying to get their own way and to get the people to do evil. And when they got before me, they found that was a big, big mistake.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. Demetrius and Laura have done such wonderful work for the Lord's over the years. It is unbelievable the amount of material that they have on their websites that is helpful and useful to people. The address to their website is
www.voicesfromspirit.com.
Nazarene, I have a question I'm sure our listeners will find of interest. With the current war between the Kingdom of God and the United States, what has happened to the edicts you gave concerning various states before the war began? Do all the edicts' rules still apply?
Absolutely and positively, Allura. Just because God has added to something does not mean that what he said before has changed. What God does is forever. When God gives the command, it is forever. I told the people of God to evacuate California for all those that were holy to get out of that sinful and abominated place, but they have not done so, so they are disobeying God. What has transpired is a fault of that disobedience. That disobedience grew and grew until I was denied in my own kingdom. It became an abomination that is about to destroy the world if we cannot stop it. No, what was said before has not changed. I have told people they are not to travel to California. They are not to travel to California. I have told people that they are not to do other things. They are not to do them. What God says is absolute, and I am the Son of God, and I transmit God's messages to the world, and people have to obey them. If they do not obey them, they pay the consequences of God's wrath, and God's wrath is tremendous. All that has happened since those dates that I told people to leave California and they didn't do it are the responsibility of those people, not God's, because they have disobeyed God and created the situation where these things happen. No, everything I have said is still completely and fully in effect and always will be.
Ah, now we know. Thanks for telling us, Nazareth. agreed. I had a feeling somebody made a mistake.
All who challenge God, Alora, make a mistake. They make a big mistake.
We'll be back again.